I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. War in Gaza spills into neighboring countries. Ukraine fends off invasion. Extremist groups rain terror on Nigeria. The church can't ignore these somber headlines. Edward Graham of Samaritan's Purse.
I believe God calls us to go and run to the sound of the guns, run to the fire, and go help those that are in need.
And this starts with meeting practical needs. Samaritan's Purse can help with food, water, transportation, shelter, and medical needs. But Graham says it can't stop there.
The most important part of the story of the Good Samaritan is that the innkeeper was paid a debt. And the man said, if this doesn't cover it, I'll be back and take care of the rest. Well, the debt is the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's why we go. We're given the Great Commission to go make disciples of men.
Learn more about answering the call with Samaritan's Purse at missionnews.org. Israel sparked international outrage this week when its airstrikes killed 7 World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza. Celebrity chef Jose Andres, the World Central Kitchen founder, says Israel's military intentionally targeted the aid convoy, a claim Israel denies. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle.
The accidental attack against the aid workers is tragic. It's just heartbreaking. And we know what they go through to get aid to the people because we've done those things at Uncharted. It's just hard to get through the Hamas blockade.
Uncharted partners with believers on both sides of the war, and they're seeing God at work despite the horrific scenes played out in the headlines.
We are seeing people emboldened in their faith. Some of the Muslim background believers that we work with in Gaza, the hatred is pushed aside and they're able to follow Jesus and live their life for him in the midst of a horrible situation.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service at One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a free book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.